And when you have a convention like this that's focusing on these back end topics, these corporate building, company building, profit building topics, you can't educate yourself in a better way at a better time.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me again on the Quick Talk podcast. My name is Joshua Latimer, and I'm continuing my mini interviews with all of the presenters from this year's 2016 huge convention in Washington, D.C. The guy that I have on the line with me right now is very, very interesting. And I'm excited for you to hear what he has to say, because he's going to be presenting on a topic that a lot of small family businesses completely overlook. They don't even consider this stuff. I'll let him explain the details, but his name's Roman. Roman, I didn't want to mess up your last name. Is it Bassi, Basai? How do I say that?
No problem. It gets messed up all the time. It's Basie, as in Count Basie.
Oh, geez. See, I thought maybe I'd get it, but I was way off. Well, how the heck are you? Thank you for joining me. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Roman.
I'm doing well. Thanks for getting a hold of me. And I'm very excited to be participating at this year's convention. I am an attorney. I am also a real estate broker. I have a master's in business administration. And I'm also a licensed title insurance agent. In addition to being my most favorite thing, I'm a pilot. I have an instrument rating, and I love to fly all over the country. But what my company specializes in and what I'm going to be talking about at the convention is about business succession planning for companies in the pressure washing industry and all of the things that go along with succession planning. Whether a business owner is thinking about transferring his company to a family member or a key employee, or whether he or she is thinking about selling the company or putting it on the market, or if they're just getting close to retirement and they're starting to think about estate planning. There's so many factors that go along with that, and that's what we're going to be talking about, are the elements of that planning, what actually goes into a succession plan. My office crafts those type of plans, and we implement those plans. And then what type of tax ramifications are involved in each one of the elements of those plans. One of the goals that we always promote when we're talking about succession planning or when we're giving this presentation is we're trying to minimize the federal tax liability to the attendees and to people that are going to be doing this down the road. And that's one of my favorite presentations, because if we have a room full of business owners that are considering these types of things, then the attention span will last the length of the seminar, because they'll want to hear, oh, this piece is here, and this is the federal tax piece that we have to watch out for, and this is what I want to do, and this is going to be the implication. So that's what it's going to be about.
Oh, that sounds amazing. And a lot of the really, really little businesses, I can feel their eyes glazing over a little bit, you know, like thinking, oh man, how am I going to deal with this? I'm trying to survive each day. I'm trying to survive each week. But hear me, guys. Your business is built to serve you and your family. And the government, the day's going to come, guys, when you need to pass the business on, you need to exit the business, sell it, whatever, the liquidity event of some kind. And if you don't think about this stuff, you're going to have pain and suffering. I mean, the government is going to take as much money as you let them take. Right, Roman?
That's right. And know that I am a second generation business owner. My family, we own three companies. I am the second generation owner of those three companies. In fact, as I sit here in my law office today, my father's office is next to me and my mother's office is in the corner, even though they're not as active as they used to be. So not only do we preach this type of practice and succession planning, but we practice it ourselves as well. We actually implemented it. We did it. So I do feel like I always connect with the business owners when I walk in the room and I say, you know what, I'm part of a family business myself, and I was part of a transition, and it wasn't that painful if it's planned for properly.
Well, there's a lot of people at the convention that have seven-figure plus businesses, but there's also a large group of people that are going to be there who have small businesses. They might do a couple hundred thousand in revenue. They're not huge operations yet. What would you say to those people? Is this information still important for the little guy?
Absolutely. And I don't mean this to sound derogatory in any manner, but it's a balance sheet and an income statement to us and a tax return. Maybe somebody's is more complicated than someone else's, but in the end, it's a balance sheet and an income statement. And it's your blood, sweat, and tears that you put into the business, just like everyone else has tried to put into their companies. and we take that all into consideration, whether we're looking at a company worth $200,000 or whether we're looking at a company worth $10 million. It doesn't really matter when it comes to succession planning. There's so many elements that can be utilized. It can run the whole gamut of that range.
Absolutely. Well, that's well put, and I appreciate that because there is a wide array of people there, and this information is applicable to all of us. It's very, very important. What are some of the mistakes you see people make, you know, when they go to sell a business, for example? What are some things that people don't have in place that can really make it harder than it needs to be or cost them money?
Planning in advance. It's a very interesting question because most business owners will make the mistake to not plan in advance. We'll normally get a phone call from an owner who wants to make sure that his business sells within the next 12 months. That's probably the most common mistake. It is such a rare occurrence that I'll get a call from someone and they'll say, well, I'm thinking of selling the business in 3 to 5 years, but that's the best thing somebody could do because then we can clean up the financial statements. We can present a clearer picture. We'll have less information that we have to try to explain to a potential buyer or a transferee. That's the best thing someone can do is plan in advance at a minimum of 3 years. So even if you come and you listen to this lecture that I'm going to give and you learn what you take away, one or two nuggets of, hey, Roman told me this or Roman told me that, I need to think about that. That's what I want that person starting to think about in the next couple of years if they're going to be involved in a transition like that.
Well, that's really interesting. I mean, planning is tough, especially for small businesses because we have such a small event horizon in the way that we see our business. You know, so often we're putting out little fires here and little fires there, and we don't create enough space as owners to give ourselves some perspective and to really set ourselves up. And I'm sure you can sell for a much higher multiple. You can get a better price. You can go through the due diligence process really quickly if you're organized ahead of time. And really, guys, if you end up having a business that you want to sell, which is an amazing experience, it's a cool personal accomplishment, don't you want to maximize the return that you get on that? And don't you want it to be a joyous experience? Because not doing this stuff will cost these guys money in the end, right?
Absolutely. I'll tell you, this winter we closed on a company up in Chicago, and the best feeling to me is when the docs are signed and the money's transferred, when the seller client gets up and gives me a hug, because that's the way the transaction went down. When they were ready and they were prepared, and actually they'd probably prepared over a year or two, by the time they got to that closing table, it was a good moment, and that's what we want. We want to have that successful outcome when we get there.
Well, that's really, really cool. I'm excited to meet you. I will be at the convention too, Roman. I look forward to shaking your hand. And I know a lot of people are going to sit in your session. This is very unique, specialized information that you can only get by going to an event like this. I mean, the event's amazing because we don't focus at the convention on all the technical shop talk stuff side of the business. It's all about building your business, setting yourself up to win, assembling a killer team, leading rather than managing, you know, understanding how to have massive, stable growth and scaling your business. And then also the things that you're talking about. It's an incredible array of information that they all get packed into a few days for a couple $100 ticket price. Why do you think it's important for the little business listening to this to make sure they get their butt over to the convention and show up to this thing?
My answer to that would be a passion to educate yourself, a passion to educate your business. That's what I live by. It's my mantra. I don't ever stop educating myself. It has helped grow my businesses for years and years. I continue to grow because of it. And when you have a convention like this that's focusing on these back end topics, these corporate building, company building, profit building topics, you can't educate yourself in a better way at a better time.
Yeah, well, very well said, Roman. It's a pleasure to meet you. How can people get a hold of you if they have some questions between now and that event?
Our website is very simple. We've had it for, 25 years. It's taxplanning.com. My phone number is 618-997-3436. And my email, I'm on the website, but my email is rbasi, which is R-B-A-S-I, at taxplanning.com. I look forward to meeting you as well, Josh, and meeting all of you attendees.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Roman. What a killer domain you got. 25 years ago, you should have bought like 100 awesome domains. You didn't
yes.
even know how powerful that could have been for you.
That's right.
All right. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Let me ask you a question. Are you even remotely considering going to the huge convention this year? Well, if you are, I've made a special deal for Quick Talk listeners. You're going to save $50 off the ticket price. Now, everybody else is going to pay normal price, but not you. Go to thehugeconvention.com/QuickTalk and you save $50 right off the price. Now, remember, this is not a cost, okay? It's an investment. This event is absolutely incredible. The second thing I want to announce to you is the new release of The Growth Vault. Now, The Growth Vault comes from all the requests I get from people wanting coaching and training and how do I get this webinar and this teaching you did 6 months ago and what about these special interviews you do, Josh? I want to learn. I want to grow my business. I put everything into one repository. It's totally free. There's no cost. Go to thegrowthvault.com. There's loads of content on business building, automating, scaling, and building a business that you could sell. Check it out right now. Completely free. It's my gift to you. Thank you so much. Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.